Dip, 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 dip. Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Keep you on your toes, Scott. You got to know which song to play for this guy. Ken Glickman, our guest. It's time for Get a Job. Hello, Ken. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Jack. How are you doing?
Happy Labor Day.
Thank you, and same to you.
Labor Day is really, in many ways, New Year's Day in terms of starting, some say, the most important quarter of the year for companies and certainly for employers and employees.
You know, the Labor Day, I always see Labor Day as between this day and New Year's Day, it's like a snowball going down the hill. It is so fast. The fall is so busy with so many things.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, it's Halloween, then it's Thanksgiving, then it's Christmas, and it's New Year's. And it just, you know, the football season, the sports stuff, everything is just happening. And the economic engine is moving fast as well. And most people are hired in the last quarter of the year than in any quarter of the year. And so if people are looking for a job, or if they are unemployed and looking for a job, or looking for a job when they're employed, this is the time to make it happen.
The most economic activity, does that have to do with corporate calendars and fiscal cycles, or is it just because of what happens with Christmas and other holidays?
You know, I think it's pretty much Christmas. Christmas is such a huge economic engine for the entire year. Everything is building up to it. I understand that many of the retail stores in town really are just making enough to get by throughout the year. But for Christmas is when they make up for the entire year in terms of profits are concerned. So I think everything is moving. I think people are thinking business. I find that during the summer, people are thinking about their golf game and thinking about
right. Going
up north, and you can't get people together to make an interviewing committee. And so a lot of job seekers are really frustrated because all of a sudden they call their contact who was supposed to call them to hire them, and they're out of the country or something. But the fall is when it all happens. So this is a time where people really have to get busy and really have to think about the fact that their full-time job is getting a job.
Ken Glickman, our management and career consultant with our weekly Get a Job segment. Ken, so how do the unemployed and chronically underemployed take advantage of this opportunity?
Well, I think they've really got to organize themselves and not make excuses in terms of, well, it's summer and there's no jobs out there, or the economy is weak. This is a time when you really have to put both engines on and really move and organize your day so that you're working from 8 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning in many cases, until 5, and just calling people, making appointments, and really bugging people in order to get them to move. I mean, this is the time where it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people who may say, well, okay, fall, that gives me a little bit of time. That doesn't mean that you jump into action the week after Thanksgiving, right?
No, you really got to do it immediately. And I always suggest that people get on the phone really early. I'm thinking 6:30 and 7:30 in the morning, before secretaries are there, and where the manager is often there by himself. And oftentimes when you call that early, they will be there and they will answer the phone themselves.
Really? I'd never thought about that.
Oh, yeah.
Probably because I'm never up at that time.
They are up, and the guys that make big money actually work hard, and they're usually there early, and the time to get them is before the secretaries come in, and they might even just sit back and talk to you because they don't have a meeting until 8:30 or 9,
mm-hmm.
And this is a good time to get things going, but in order to take advantage of that, you have to be prepared. You have to have your story set. You've got to have what you're going to talk to this guy about once you finally get him on the phone, and then really, really discuss what his future plans are, what the business is for the company, and then how you can add value to his future plans.
Well, if this hiring season really begins after Labor Day, then it tells you that July and August, if you can't actually get the job, you can certainly position yourself and get prepared to get a job.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of excuses during the summer, and summer is difficult, but certainly to position yourself, because come Labor Day, as I say, things move very, very quickly, and the best way to talk to people in July is, hey, let's start talking now, because Labor Day is going to really all happen. Kids are back in school, and things are happening. But you know what? Those days are gone, and this is Labor Day. So we can't talk about how to position yourself, because now it's going full speed ahead.
Ken, a lot of people think that there are positions, but they are seasonal positions. They are temporary positions. If that is the best that you have access to right now, how do you take that and turn it into a full-time job?
Well, you know, that is possible to do. I think the better thing to look at in terms of seasonal positions, Jack, is what do you really love to do? I mean, what are the things that turn you on and that you love to do so much that when you're doing them, 6 hours can go by and, wow, it seems like 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's a hobby. Maybe it's a craft thing. Maybe it's fixing cars. Maybe it's writing. Maybe it's taking photographs. Whatever it might be, this is a time to really try to get into something that you really love to do, that you've loved doing all your life. And who knows, maybe you could even make a career of it. But during this time, you might be able to get an internship or a part-time job or just filling in for somebody. And little by little, stake out the game and see, hey, could I make a career of this? And it might be a real good opportunity. People who love doing what they do seem to work harder, and they seem to work smarter, and their days go faster.
Ken, basketball coach Rick Pitino gives a speech called Make Your Vocation a Vacation. And if you can't make it a vocation initially, at least the job that you're going to be pursuing, if it doesn't pay high wages, at least it should be something that you enjoy or can tolerate.
You know, the story goes, if you're not whistling as you're going to work, you're in the wrong job.
Hmm.
You know, it is possible to love your work, and a lot of people feel that work is supposed to be drudgery and they'll just get by until they retire and then they get a pension. It doesn't have to be like that. You could really do what you love to do. And sometimes people will have a couple of jobs. I have a couple of jobs.
Right.
And I like to do a number of things, and I do career stuff, but I also do a lot of arts. A lot of arts commentary as well, so I combine a couple things together. And there's a lot of people who do that.
I decided at a very early age, Ken, watching my dad struggle to get up every morning for a job he hated, and he was very good at it, that I was never going to have a job I hated, and I didn't understand at that point it was going to require a vow of poverty. But I said, you know, I was going to have a job that I enjoyed every morning, and when I stopped enjoying it, I'd get a new one, and that's kind of what I've done my entire working life.
Well, I think you really have to take control over your work life, and you can't let your work life control you. And these are things that people really sort of have to do on their own, and they have to research, and they have to say, this is not for me. I'm not a happy camper.
Right.
There's got to be something else, and there usually is.
Ken Glickman, our guest, management and career consultant, our weekly Get a Job feature, and particularly appropriate on this Labor Day 2010. Ken, we will talk with you again on Thursday, and we'll be talking about arts and entertainment.
I'll look forward to it. We'll talk to you then.
All right. We will be right back, and hour two, we're going to start with Mike Hughes, and we're going to talk about labor-related shows and some things that you may want to be abreast of. Tom Crawford also will join us coming up on Ebling and You.